You have to have in all the brachas. If that doesn't work out, you have to have in the kulam pachas, you have in the avis. Nowadays, we don't go back to Shavasan Kavana. Because you messed up the first time, probably messed up the second time. Therefore, we don't go back for Chisar and Kavana. But besides, we didn't come on the Rambam exam, but stuff like that, that somebody is not having the Avis, you're not Yoitza. Now, there's really two gears in the Sugya. There's one gear that says, you're not having the Moitim, it says. She's Rekech, it was like that. The Rambam exam over there also, that Yesh person can be Moitim, Chashar Kavas, the Chachila. It's like Moitim is Chashar Kavas, the Chachila. Which the Pesachim will discuss, let's say somebody's most mass and realized he didn't have Kavana. So, like, what happens in that? What do we do? Like, what are the options? So, olden days, just go back and start over and redaven. Nowadays, we don't go back. So, the real life brings out, you're not going to go, redaven. If you're still not the Geber, and you're realizing you have Kavana by Ovis, and you have a little problem. Because I'm not being Yitzah, if I'm not being Yitzah, so then I can say all the rest of the brachos. It's a bracha tal. Not me, that's who you think. That's who you think. Because the Chayadim is important like that. Even if you mill out the Gibri, you don't go back. Not sure why, but you know, that's what that sounds like. Basically, he says, Yitzah in this life, it is that you should hear from the Shatz. Have a mind to hear from the Shatz. And no, that's the Eitzah of the...
And you should go right there?
Wait for the Shatz, say the first bracha, have a mind to your Eitzah, and then be Mashiach HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
We have to wait anyways, because we're going to wait until they leave our school off.
But it's not a Sainus. It's not the Muck of any Roy. I just grab it. I could dive it now. I'm able to dive it now, just... I have a technical problem then. I don't go back to the first bracha.
What's an anus?
No, anus. It's like it's a technical problem that.
Technical problem's not an anus?
No, technical problem's not an anus. That's why I could go back to that. I'm over bracha, so that bracha is bracha latala, but I can't go to the first bracha because I probably mess up again, so therefore. Now, if you finish the first bracha, you go back to the Kayavram. You have to medicalize it, whatever, and you realize you can't do it. So just go back to the Kayavram. And we say it and have Kavana. This is not the place can be done. You can do Hero. That you do Hero of the Bracha. Why? Because it's not considered Bracha of Telekim Shaddai. Saying Hero is not going to be done with Kavay Bracha of Telekim. It could be Hero, could do maybe the Sadi Yitza. And now that's another Yitza to do that one could do Hero.
Is the
Telekim
Rave time? I mean, that's the Rave time for person is Machavit. The first bracha, so I'm saying, is there a
chazaka
that he would?
So he's always been having the first bracha, so the tzaddik brought down, that they'll see you holding something. So, there's a tzaddik of base. He should be holding, when you're diving, he's not supposed to be holding something. Why? Because he's going to build a kavanah say. So we're shrooming down over there, so we've got base. But yeah, don't dive in again. If you held something, he says he go back and dive. The question is, why would I go back and dive? Nowadays, you don't go back and dive. So it's searching. It says over there that over there is okay. Im bizmaninu, because the other was a reason why I wasn't mechavim. Why wasn't mechavim? Because I was holding something. So just don't hold the thing and I can have a problem. So if there was a zaitik asiva, which you didn't have kavana, then everyone's going to agree. Which was a test. You didn't have a they could go back and redive because you took away the zaitik asiva. So.
What's the rubbing this in for?
Your muxa that you do always have come out.
No, so if you have a Zaytik Asiba, why did you not come out at this time?
You're talking
about Zaytik Asiba. In other words, you don't have come out because of the Kibbutz crime. You don't come out because, I don't know, there's something going on. So that's then over the Mishra himself says already.
Your
muxa
that he's not talking about. You usually have Kavana, he's not talking about that.
Besides?
If you usually have Kavana, he's not talking about that.
But yeah, that's
what I'm saying. What would you say with that case?
If you mamish mosik and whatever I hear, then somebody can get a regular dama. Now that we don't do it, because we're saying curve, shleich ha mekim leviachzer. But if your mamish convinced you to do it, shemayim. Then then maybe then have a chidami. Now the Berlach brings down that first. What's ma'akev of us is every so it's the Pirush Milas, right? So Pirush is very much represented on the Pirush Milas. So we got this stipler in the brachas. He says that he goes to the Gersel Rekeach. He says that if you miss Avos, make sure to have Sach Kavanah by Maiden, because according to some Rishonim, that's Eitzah.
Kilus Yankev?
Kesach in brachas, yeah. He says that just make sure to have Kavanah by Maiden, because according to Rekeach, that's the Iker, that's going to be Iker. Now, what's Ma'akev in Pirush Milas? What does it mean? Does it mean every single chilek of it, or just?
I was understanding the Eitzahs.
What?
Yeah.
Why not Eitzah?
No, I thought they were usually. And
kids
go like
that? If you finish first bracha, always go back. Okay, I would say do a hero, saying let's say support down. Chalosh shatz could be also, that also could be eitzah. But I mean, they could then the chadim zmeikel. Yeah. Now, what's makim and avos? Which chilek of it is every single word, or just the ikur inyan? And that's a machlekes. The Shlomo Zalman held that just the ikur, not every single word is ma'akev, the ikur, chelik of it, in the same parts of the ikur, part of the bracha is not going to be ma'akev, I'm actually being a little bit stipler.
What's called
it? Stipler, they put down the Shem Chalitzayim there also, but they bring it down for him. The Yisrach of Chalitzayim, Madua Kvan Baruch Shem Ma'akeves, why is the worst name missing chelik of the bracha? Chalitzayim said, the Baruch Hashem, the whole Nusach is the ikur. Maybe the whole nusach is lekuva. So it brings down. So that's why Yisrael Kamenetsky held like that, and Shem Gosh Shemazam, and then Rav Kanievsky held that only the power is the ikar taken by bracha, but anything was not the ikar
object.
What would be an example? Mostly the best bracha brings down that. Also, the Rambam says, obviously they would put an emtsa bracha v'gam acherim. That you can't have in mind any other thing, and if your mind wanders off to something else, that's a chesaron in the kavanah of the Taish. I think we said from above. Another says that Pesach is the first bracha Shema, first bracha Shema, which is like a kol kol Shema. It has to be a mufnei amelach. Has to be totally rain. Has to be totally. And if Rabbi Lacha says b'diyavi, he's not sure. Chilavadi yeshizar b'zeh to be very very. Kishu Zerbeza, the mice of the Shem Zaman Ehe, the English Mishan Ehe, the Zaman Shechidish Kado, the Kishut Eisen, the Rajab Vichidish, Shem Zaman Sehastla, the Vei Vichurma, and yeah, Alavai, we have Kavan on every single word. Chai Mizan Yishin Dan Belibi Bavad, Alev Tachak Dor Mesvasa, Mashmiel Lozlav, this is very important, Lachav, that on one hand you can be Mishan Kirli, can be Gavad, and you have to make sure to say the words. Sometimes people just like babbin, like by way of not saying the words, or they don't say the actual things, actual words, and then that's going to be an issue, and they're not going to be Eitzah. So, for example, some of the Chesh Zayah says they shouldn't be Shemir Laznav, like Ram says, it's not right from the Zayah, and the Kagan else says that this Zayah is like Shechon Arach, and if that's him, he's supposed to hear the words, basically. You have to be Shemir Laznav. You say that. I think a lot of people don't do that, right?
Some people definitely do.
Right. Okay. So it's all shy. Let's say the guy next to you is like dabbing out loud, and you hear him. Do you answer amen or not? Do you say that the shy is like it's not really meant to be out loud? It's not chuvan. Therefore, you shouldn't answer amen or no.
You heard a person.
Yeah, Shemazan said, you don't answer me. It's not. Well, listen, maybe I'm like upon him. Because it's supposed to be, the proper thing is to do that you hear it, not too loud, that doesn't bother people. But we have to make sure that you hear it and you see a line up to hear it, and make sure not to down believe a lot. A lot of people down believe a lot, and that's an issue.
And if he's moving his lips but he can't hear it, then he's yet to be the epic, no?
Yeah, so the difference if you said, if you really said it, like.
I mean, there's a big difference between.
Yeah. 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 Now this is all biyachid. But see, he says if you came b'chavin, so then you could daven out loud. That's been the answer. But see, was also going to also the matzah b'tzibura. You're gonna be matzah b'tzibura. The Rebbe brings down that if you came b'chavin b'lachash, so daven your house. But then he says that b'zman zeh we don't do shazik because people are gonna learn from you, unless you're somebody that goes there before some shmas yishmaim. If one of the masses yishmaim, then understand that you're doing it for a holy purpose. Otherwise, you should not do it. Now, that's any language you can daven cholosh and shiyotze. You can daven any language you want: Spanish, English, French. That's betzibur. But yachid only has to daven be losh and hakodesh. What's the reason why? Malchashores don't know other languages. And therefore, being that you need the Malchei Shores, Tabiyahwe Dan Bichias. What's the difference with Tzibur? Tzibur, you have a Kesh Baruch over there, it's helping you. Therefore, you don't need to daven Dafka in Hebrew. Now, Mishmur brings down that other languages only Yotzi even stand language. Mashinge in Hebrew, you can be Yotzi if you don't understand the language. Yotzi, if you don't even listen, obviously not Be'Avis, but you're going to be Yotzi if you don't. So Sefer says the Bizman that doing that time in other languages. It sounds like he's finding the reform, that they're starting to change things. And it's not by Kroy, not Kavua. And it's a Kolgani as man, Sefer Tivri Abris, Viskimashis, or Gurmahul. Masses came through, because of the Kazakh, this is the best of the Dig Zoo. And they changed it to Oshnam and the vigorous of Era, and then you also see all things. Now, big shot is like this, that. Arami, you let's say Betzibur. So, for example, that the Betzibur Matafel Shnami, Zasa Shabbat Malay, when we can program Bechshme, Betzibur, Fizay, Psalva, basically, you don't say you can program, you don't say Bechshme, because it's Lashon Arami. Machshor is done on Sana Arami, so therefore, you don't say it. So, the Shnai comes up if you're behind the Betzibur, and you're behind the Betzibur, and they already said Bechshme, or you can program, you go to the bathroom, you're behind them, so you let a. You can say it, calls them on the people around. Sefer said it. In your house, you can't say it, but if you're in a Sefer Digamatsa, then you're able to say it. For example, there's still some mission we're calling down your Gimel. If you can say Breshmei, Psasa, Sefer Tarot, you can say it until they open Sefer Tarot, until they start creating Sefer Tarot. So you see, it doesn't have to be Mamish, but you have to be Mamish together with them, even if you're a little. Behind them, we'll have them, then that's also going to be okay.
Anytime it has
a rash? Mm-hmm.
Fine, let's move on. Can't say Volotzion Biyachid.
What you say?
Can't say Volotzion Biyachid.
The Aramaic, I feel like it's just a tag. I mean, it's more of a tag on it. Fine. So the is Allah has left the connecting of spouse. There's some in. So you have to connect with spouse. There's some zaman in Allah Hashem was right. I mean, it was something that's very machmir in Allah because Allah being the people are mezazel in it, and therefore Allah that's a snowish needs chizuk. A couple things, right? Remember the whole thing we saw about the Michal Yaakov, right? You're right. So it's.
That's why
it's people missed intermarriage. It causes intermarriage. Okay, intermarriage. What's going on? It's an Allah. Shazam Elitz Meroy to be more machmiran, being that people are makel on these Indianim. So there's like three halachos. There's also, you know, a sit can I go spalam, you know, a lava can I go spalam, and I guess the breakup of that is like doing the three steps, going to Tertal Amashabai. So what's the reason why I can't do it? So two main reasons. One is because of Aspata Kavana, that being that the person's davening and you're bothering his kavanah, so therefore that's the reason why. So therefore, if the Mishpura brings down that a person davening has a tassel over his head, like other people do, so then it won't be the gate aloha. It's no good with kavanah, it doesn't see what it doesn't. And therefore maybe technically it'll be okay. Now, there's a second reason, that the reason is because the shkin is there. And you're being masik ben el ben shkin, you're going into the shkin, and therefore that's the reason to be machin where you're going to get clothes that has his eyes closed. And if the Bilach writes, in Roy Lach, Roy Lakas Lakam Miraculous Shane, it's a refrain, according to Chayodim. The reason is because your library is not only the mask between the Shkita, so therefore, befrat over there, one should go ahead and you should be some of the eyes being closed. There are some, like Arlet Sion and Shuva. He goes, Ekri Tamzos Kavana, therefore he's making certain situations based on that. Eyes are closed, Sarfit, yeah.
Rizot Sion?
I mean, down over here, it looks like Chavzain, but. Yeah, but they bring it down, I don't know. I don't
think
I have anything on this, but... Chelik Chavzayim? No. Similar design, he has a piece of the Chelik B is a piece of Tfilah, right? Aleph and Gimel Dalet, Shuv is very, 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 very well. Aleph and Dalet, and B is a piece of like Shuv is a piece of fine, who does it apply to? So, it applies to men. We don't say nowadays that, oh, anyhow, it's a defeated purpose known as Kavana. It's the Oprah Dua Kavana. What's he doing already? Come on, like, that, yeah, he's Shavuot, maybe it's tired for a little bit, but, you know, we don't go with that thing. It applies also to ladies, not between ladies. What about children? So, the mice with Chazanesh, the Chazanesh wants a child having there, the Chazanesh, and they want to go, and say, child, the Shekhin is there, you know, the Shin is there, and if he said that it's Tanamasa. Now, which part is Shemad Esrei? The question is if they're in Tachnunim, does that also apply or not? So, the Mishurim exam, Kozman Shlepasa, he says that the Aloha still applies. He can't sit down in front of him. Kozman,
that what?
He didn't do the three steps back. He should not sit down right in front of him. And if he's in Tachnunim, you don't. He says that later. He says the Iker reasons are scarring to Kavana. So okay, worse comes to worse. He's getting shtered, so it's not to say Tachnunim. Call it a day, right? And if the reason is the Shekhin is there, it's not covered or whatever, it's the other reason. He says the Iker reasons more as Kavana. So therefore,
if you're able to tell that he's in Tachnunim.
If he can say he rots in and just finish it up, but, you know. So then, yeah, if you're able to tell that, you know, that's
cool,
yeah. If you hear him, he's like, you know, the guy behind him, he's like, I'm coming for his child, and I'm coming for this, and I'm coming for that, and Tatazisa, I hope he's in Tachnunim. But maybe just Shmuel, okay, fine. But, so about Mishmuel's Machman, it was only if he can say he rots in, finish up, if you're on Yom Kippur and you're doing the Achet, so he wouldn't have that over there. He has to say, you know, he has to say the Vida, and it's not just, he could just call it a day.
Wait, if he doesn't say Yilorotzen, the first Yilorotzen, so then the Elikayim and Tzara doesn't have Nintachanunim on his day?
No, he has Nintachanunim, but he could just, by Tachanunim, just stop right there, and then call it a day. I'm saying, the Vida, you have to say the Vida. And look, also applies to the Shatz. A lot of people used to do more work on the Shatz. Shmuel Chavdal is on the Shatz also. That's a lot of that. He's getting up Lavak and Spalem, and sitting also applies to the Shliach Tzibur also. Fine. So we get to the Sata Locha for sitting. You know, it's a different Amis. I'm a Spalem. That's it. This Locha is front, back, side. All three Lochas. Well, it's Shkina is there, all around. And you need that. And anywhere in the Amis radius, you're not allowed to dab it. Sure, he's saying smicha is asr, even smicha is asr. Smicha with mixas that you can stand. He says that don't make one chak and pick your own. Even smicha, the mishmar is not so thrilled about it. Only makamad chak. So, because you now sit all four amas and all around, you now sit down. Like right in front of him. So, Rishu brings that says that even in front of him is asr, even malayinav. That's going to be a little more, chamer, and even by the end it's going to be out. So what a couple of times there's going to be better to go ahead and sit. So first, let's say a person's davening. So Mishpur brings down, if he's Isaac and Darshan to Tefillah, even if he's a chamer, aim tzarech lachik, you don't have to be machik. While over it is like the Shechina, or if you yourself are being Isaac, so then so let's come to the following like she gets the demon there can never to cover my shame he should is sick Isaac in Tefillah, so then the halacha is that then it's going to be okay.
So if there's somebody right behind him davening, if he's in the middle of Berachas Kriyat Shema, he can sit?
No, I didn't say that. Yes, yeah, so for some reason, the Mechavis the Yishma Hamim at Tzad, the Kenegde Femalei Nama Asura, Filoi Sa Krishma, the Mechavis on the Tzad, the Kenegde is going to be Asura, even Malei Einav is going to be Asura, and when a person is saying Krishma, brings out Pichaj, Pasa Gidei Kamaisa, with the Inchalik in front of him, Sladam, Shachar, and Pasa Tuvah Hakvi Yishra Yishma Yishra Yishma Yishra Yishma Yishra Yishma Yishra 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 technically. Besides everything else, it would be mutter. I mean, learning also there's a hatayish mishmatavis with tefillas. The Amish was not as happy. But learning, he says that la'achra we shouldn't be machmer, but the other places only machmatach. Nachol. So davening, everything besides the front. Mashengain learning only the back for shormeko, sides. There's only Makom Adchak. Like you have nowhere else to do it. Now let's say he has the right to daven there, in the middle of learning second seder. The guy pops into the mirror, so it's not just right behind you. Do you have to go ahead and move or not? So the halacha is that if you're sitting, like a guy's babik vulei, so that's if you don't have to move. But midas chasidus is lucky b'chay gavin. It's midas chasidus to move away, but nikir then you do not have to move away. What's called Bava Gvulei? So it's Dafka, if I'm in my house, you come and start plop yourself down. But in a minute Kvua, or Bez Knesses, which is a Makim Yuchat for B'nai David, so then over there the halacha is that after Machmer, the next situation, unless after Machmer, so that's the main lesson maybe you're learning. So because this halacha is, if a guy has a right to daven there, these halachas apply. If he has no right to daven there, then these halachas don't apply. But that's first, like, because a kever mazik, you're allowed to be mafniya. If somebody who's a kever which is mazik, you're allowed to move it away. So if a guy has no right to daven there, then in the chanami, the eker to the halacha wouldn't apply. It's probably, well, maybe it would be this chesed. So where that applies. So if a kid's okay, you're most likely to say, I don't mind, but he's baba gula. Music is your machmer, but you don't have a seat, you know.
Music is your learning.
So means to say it's Baba Gvulei.
So it's only if you're not learning.
Like, the
learning doesn't say
you're
teaching.
You're
only
teaching?
So then I can learn
it myself. He says, I feel like it's like, because the guy's right to dominate, so then there's no halacha. So Shaila is in the Shtib halacha, right? Do they have a right to dominate or not?
What,
yeah.
A doorway?
Yeah, he dives. The guy's in the hallway. The guy's davening. So there was a place they let him in there. Then the chlamy is not. He has written davening. Why not? I think, but he saw that the sign up. No davening in
the
outside.
Who cares about the sign? Everybody does it.
It's not allowed.
Are you not allowed?
It's like no parking.
There's no parking in there.
It's
still
on
that sign. Whatever. Depends
where.
Yeah.
If they're not supposed to be
davening,
then.
But in the doorway, everybody always dives. That's where you dive when you come like. That's the place.
If he's a chalish, he's gonna be mutter. Everyone knows he's chalish and he can't stand. Therefore, he's let us sit down because the chilasha is mechiyachalav. Dafka yishu b'sav spalo. Fun of yishu b'sav of a chalish. Dafka on the side and some are machmor chalish. Where's the gay kippur? Kippur is the person say, "When is it about the chalish? Right, you're weak, tired. You know, okay, you want to sit down?" So over there, we're gonna be mekel. That Saddam saw we make all the fun of. There's the Yish Machmir, we better do Machmir. But.
Make it as Mutter?
Make it as Mutter, even the fun of Mamish. Because the Mishrubi Shasim is not a piece of the Mash became, and the Mash was, there's no difference, maybe a little bit of it beyond the side. And my son Yom Kippur is the case where it'd be in a Gaya. Because Yom Kippur people are very, very hellish. Yeah, Mechitza be Mamsik. I mean, Besad Acher, Medaba Shakur, Voy Yud Rachvadal, Mutter, the last in Besad Hashani to Kamapsa Rishus. Elaborate doesn't like it so much. So where's the negayim? Tamei mechitza yud by dalet. So sometimes the standards and the tables are yud by dalet, and sometimes they're not. What? The standard is not a mechitza because maybe it's high, but it's, you have area in between these parts, right? So you know, it's not considered a mechitza. But if you have something which like every three tefachim would have something, so it'll be a mechitza sasser. Sometimes the chairs are getting mechitza sasser. The chairs, the back of the chairs, with the chairs. So you have to see if it's level off the ground. If it's a mechitza, it's not matters. You know, it's like this, and there's a chair, right? So how do you catch the chair? So this is sasser. Oh, that's a good example. The case of mutter is tefila. Tefila is about to make a maybe mamash the other one not so happy about, which Adam Chalash, which is Yom Kippur, learning can be behind him, Karamazik, the guy doesn't get this belong to Bakuli, and the last case was that there's going to be a mechitza. The second law is another be laver kaneyam svalim. They not pass by. It's the kavanas mafriim, and if you're not laver the. Therefore, even if you ice a creature or tefillah, things like that don't help. Because it's doesn't help, the other point is you bring Vampas Kavana, and therefore you can't do it. So the big shadow is Dafka Flame Stone is going to be something else in front of him. Stadam is going to be mutter. The Shaila is, the Mishra brings down the Zayar, says even Sidiyam's Taitaramas is going to, even Sidiyam Taitaramas is going to be us. So one of the shots is what about the size? Now, so how do we down? Basically, the size basically would be current on macro and size also. But it's like this, if Makam Sarah one could go ahead and be makel.
This is what the machitza or
that machitza? That machitza. Just stadim. There's not a maver. Can I get him a smile? Stadim shalafneim. It's not like this. Whether stadim shalafneim. The Rambam says is this. Shalafneim. The Rambam says is going to be mutter.
The
Zayir asks is all stadim over here, like me to Ellie. The Ayram Magan Ram is like me to you and to Yaakov. It's two separate things. So Bikiran, we're Machmir, Makam Sarek, we're Mikko. What's his Makam Sarek? Any mitzvah, obviously. You want to go into Kampan Raminian, or you want to go to Beggar's Kainim, or anything, any element of mitzvah or Sarek. It's Kachoykas, Makam Sarek also. Makam Sarek also is going to be mutter. And I would think that if, you know, this halach is also going three steps back. What's wrong with three steps back? Because you're going, you're being maver. So if you go to the side, so then that's called, it's not the going maver. So if I go straight into you, so that's the issue. But going to the side, that's the din of stadim. So let's say, you know, the guy's diving on Shemesh, you know, the guy who's someone like that. Looking faces and bothering me, right? So first is they have a long shema esrei, daven on the side, and daven in a place where it's going to bother other people. Pasha ben l'chaveri, like we once mentioned, every bin on l'makim has been l'chaveri involved in it. Everything. Even l'makim has been l'chaveri. And I can every. It's always we live in a world of other people, you know, right? When you have a long shema esrei, just make sure they're not standing behind you, right? When the shiur comes back 2 o'clock at night, make sure he's not waking up a roommate or you're not waking up your wife. Every malmokum has been on chaveri, if you think about it, every day.
Yeah, your wife's working. How much are you paying for a luluf?
Okay, the kibbutz, I don't know, for some cases. I don't know where fasting, get grumpy. It's getting late over here. But
this year, Friday.
What's the question over here? What are we talking about?
The clock.
Passing by, you live more things like that. Yeah, so we train the guy, whatever, so I say, go to Stadim, no fun of it. And basically, Makam Sarek
will make it on Stadim, so
therefore you have to. You don't have to go to the side. If you have room to go, if you have room to go, then you're stuck. But the big case of Makam Sarek will make it on the sides, if any of it's any Makam Sarek like that, and we'll want to go to the sides.
So,
But for all these things, Brit Kainim, it would not be able to be
If the mitzvah is there,
the person needs the mitzvah of the mimic. He's not allowed to.
Remember, the sides always be mako. If it's a mamish a mitzvah veris, then we are starved certain things about lavikim and spadlon, like some of the other spheres we said. Like maybe now these not so much kapana, maybe this, maybe that. But it only has to be mamish like a mitzvah veris. Like,
and a minion that a person usually down because it's considered a mitzvah veris.
No, I'll call it next minion. No.
All the shock to need the bathroom.
Wait, say about the shacks, a couple of beers. Yeah, a couple of beers also. Yeah, so together also so paper covers if you finish the you're davening and there's somebody behind you, also you can do come see us. The question is if somebody is hefsek, I think it's two words between us, the Hebrew and somebody else right over here. Huh?
Yeah.
The shipping is an answer?
Yeah.
Okay. So the names the machalik is very good. Yeah.
Yeah, behind you finish.
Yeah. So brings that from away from Shamazam and brings that Sakhamir Stakh and Khal Mitzvah for the Psaya. Loitzich. Says not to. Rabbi Zim Chaim Kanevsky, remember, there's a Mitzvah in the Brussels, which were make all that.
Yeah, because
Malcolm definitely can make all those situations. That the guy behind finished, you don't have to worry about the guy. And sometimes you have like a whole assembly line over there. And so Malcolm can make a case getting late over here. So we do a couple of down quickly. Kavkum brings out a female davening, and you have to, Rorach Rorach comes out, you have to wait until. Chalareach, to wait till the reach goes away, and then continue to davening. If you have a reach, says a star harbor, you can't do it. That's my. So he says you machid al amis, and he says three banay lomim. This is the base. If you daven with sipras, we be yishkadols. They don't do machik. That's what the machid had. Kavdali discusses that you should not be mafsing your tefillah. Even a mashal or something shevenu, a malchay goyim goy abshad achatzay shemkatzer. And say tchilu soifa if not, not. So because you're not supposed to be mafsa. Give me reason about mazas, you know. No, to you know all that stuff is good. Beyaser. And what do you think about mechamut the rames? Be a daik yishtek v'leitet tchilasay. If you're doing it in order to shemat v'tchilasay, then for tining you'll do it. If it doesn't work, go far away and don't talk to them. Says who adin adam chashav. And they're made to know the waiting for him for a cash kedusha, and he doesn't want that. He could manage to feel us, he didn't remember, like, just go like that. That's a good halacha to know. They just like seeing you kiss some of them, like, whatever, you know, that's gonna be what they're. Something basically what it is, like, if he matches you, then you're allowed to be miraculous. So Shwood also discusses that. Go on. As he says, because anytime something is stirring your kavana, right? So you let it take that thing away. As the kid's crying, you ram and ram and ram beyond that, something stirring you. And let's say your phone's, you forget to have your phone, we're having, and it starts ringing during happening, right? So you let it turn off your phone during happening. So it's a level. What? So you could open the door for them. Anything which you can give them, that's a lot of in terms of asking halacha, that how much feeling is that way, is it then a hispalo, can shave his dove tefillah, but then okay, I'm looking at it, look it up. He says, you need to ask a shayla, he says, sorry, again, nearly the mutter, he wants to say that it's going to be mutter. And that type of situation, we don't know the halacha. And so we got a testing example. Another time, Malachim Tefillah comes from a Shalom, Innocent, Mark Ragel, with success, and we have a Psichas Aaron, or even Beis Avimakino, which people think is success mitzvah. He says during tefillin we allowed to be oikar raglav in order to do a success mitzvah. He says in that situation one should say neira. So I just finish up quickly over here. The basic halacha is that somebody struggles with work school, so b'shabbos you have to redaven and you don't have to redaven. So basically what comes out is that if it's the psak of the Ashkenaz is that if you were struggling with school, you waited for the whole thing because of something which is all anus. The makim wasn't right to davening because it smelled, or there was anus. So with there you're gonna go back to the beginning. I was thinking if it's Masu Ains Gummer, right? Mashenkasim, which is not considered a heinous, so then the luck is that you're not covering, just be mamshech in terms of where you're up to. What comes up sometimes is somebody talks, right? It's all often when you're talking over here, talking. Somebody talks, so you have to go back, check it if it was cool, but is if you talk, but feel like that has a din of like a suck, it's talking as a din of it. But with that call, with the call, they say Yalvi, you say Yalvi Yalvi today, Wednesday. So what's going to be that luck? You talk during that, but now it's right, it's feel. So basically, it's when you talk with Shaggy, it's not considered a problem. So whenever a person thought, like, this is the time, it's the right time to daven, and he talked, so b'chegav, and it's not going to...
Maybe he said a Shaggy Mokhlet.
Maybe a Shaggy Mokhlet, yeah. Because it's b'chegav. Because it's b'chegav, then it's not going to be a problem. During Shemunas, when that person calls to Baruch Hu, what she does, you should just listen. You know, Shemekaina, right? Rashi takes this and brachas over there. And last halacha is after you say him shemone esrei before you can answer, you get sarkas kishabar. At that point, you can answer it. I guess we'll see a little more about that. And over there.